Radio free readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Papa Hotel, Lima Echo November, radio check.
Papa Echo November, good afternoon, Ritu 5.
Good afternoon, Ritu 5 as well, Papa Echo November.
Sound is the sound of approaching danger. It means gather close to you those you care about and take refuge. Well, today is June 5th, and welcome to the very first broadcast of Radio Free Redoubt, the voice of the American Redoubt, and the unofficial central hub for informing, connecting, strengthening, and encouraging those who have chosen the American Redoubt as their sanctuary in troubled times. The American Redoubt consists of the states of the inland Pacific Northwest, including Montana, Wyoming, Idaho, eastern Oregon, and eastern Washington. My name is John Jacob Schmidt, and it is my distinct pleasure to introduce myself as your host. Thank you for joining us. Okay, you might be asking, just what is this American Redoubt I'm speaking of? Well, the answer to that question is the precise objective of today's show. Chances are, if you're listening today, you arrived at this broadcast via our weblog, also known as a blog, at www.radiofreeredoubt.blogspot.com, and you're already familiar with the term American Redoubt. If not, I invite you to visit us there and start by clicking on the tab titled American Redoubt Articles, located toward the top of the blog, and read those. They're listed in the order that they were published and posted to the internet. In fact, I'd encourage you to print them out, at the very least, the articles written by James W. Rawls. Now, as a side note, Radio Free Redoubt is not affiliated with J.W. Rawls or SurvivalBlog.com in any way. He simply coined the phrase American Redoubt, as you will learn, and started a spark. What you will quite possibly see in the coming months and years is the brush fire that ignited as a result of the spark that Mr. Rawls initiated. We concur with his beliefs, and although we don't agree with anyone 100% of the time on 100% of the issues, our core values, principles, and convictions are generally aligned with his. Oh, and before I forget, I wanted to mention, right now, Radio Free Redoubt is operating exclusively from the blog that I just mentioned. We do have a website. Thanks, Gru, for working on that, by the way, which is under construction and should be up and running within the next few weeks, Lord willing. That web address is simply www.radiofreeredoubt.com. We'll be announcing on the blog when that website is operational. Right now, you can't even access it. And the progress we've made so far as what you see on the blog right now, is just the tip of the iceberg for what we envision for the future on the new website when that's operational. This is a growing and developing project that is in its infancy stages. We will be adding more features and resources as time goes on and as rapidly as we can. We want to make that as easy to navigate as possible and organized. So thank you for your patience, and we welcome and value your constructive feedback. Also, I wanted to cover some basic housekeeping issues. Because we're just starting out, we have a limited bandwidth, which affects and limits the number of simultaneous listeners. When we get a high volume of listeners at the same time, you may have difficulty connecting to the live show. So keep in mind and tell your friends that you can listen to the show 24/7 by clicking on the Podbean podcast player to the right on the blog, just above the Stream Monster broadcast player. Each show will be uploaded within hours of the broadcast, so you can listen at your convenience or download it. Now, we're going to cover a lot of material today that will probably, hopefully, make our goals and our vision very clear. My hope is that you share the same vision and help us in this, what I wholeheartedly believe to be a worthwhile endeavor. I believe that our nation is quite possibly in great peril and at a tipping point, a point from which there may be no turning back. and the America we know could cease to exist, aside from divine intervention. And I don't mean that in a dogmatic sense. I believe that the survival of our traditional American values and our Judeo-Christian heritage is at stake. I also believe that the success for survival for those of us who consider ourselves to be God-fearing, conservative patriots could come down to the willingness and efforts of like-minded peoples and communities to band together. And I mean with a sense of purpose. I hear people say, when the balloon goes up, I'm hitting the hills, or I'm sealing off my property and batting down the hatches. No one comes in and no one leaves until it's all over. Really? Yep. I'm going to hunker down and survive for as long as it takes. When the dust settles, then I'll come out. Anyone approaches my gate is dead. Wow. And what are you going to come out to when the dust settles? That's a dangerous philosophy, in my opinion. You just might come out the other side to something you never had any say in because you were all hunkered down till the dust settled and became an isolationist who had no hand or influence in what kind of society emerged on the other side. That's a topic for later discussion, and we don't have a lot of time to dive into that in great detail, but it's one we'll explore in a future radio show in the near future. That mindset may be applicable in a temporary catastrophic event like a natural disaster or some event when help would come in days or weeks, and at some reasonable point society would begin returning to its previously normal state. Of course, then you'd have to give account for the people you shot for standing outside your gate with their hands out. Okay, so what is the American Redoubt? That is a term, as I mentioned earlier, coined by the author, survival/preparedness guru and survivalblog.com editor, James Wesley Rawls. Mr. Rawls is a former Army intelligence officer whose analytics skills are razor sharp, and probably even more so now than when he wore the uniform. His flagship work is his first book, Patriots, A Novel of the Coming Collapse, which you can buy on Amazon.com, or you can go directly to his website, where he demonstrated in this book a keen, almost prophetic insight into the dangers that America is confronted with today. And I mean the economic danger and the potential ramifications on our culture and society. By the way, I'm not saying Mr. Rawls is a prophet by any means, but I appreciate his ability to interpret current world events and translate that into a so what, how does that affect me, and what can I even do about it type of practicum. Since he's developed a highly successful preparedness and self-sufficiency online blog at www.survivalblog.com, which is read in over 100 countries. Oh, by the way, I just wanted to thank you survival bloggers for coming over to Radio Free Redoubt to listen to the show. I'm proud to count myself as one of you, being among the ranks of faithful survival blog followers for several years. Now, recently, James Rawls wrote an article that started it all. So it would be difficult to talk about the American Redoubt without discussing Mr. Rawls' article. And we're going to go through that article describing the American Redoubt and the thoughts and philosophy that drives the concept during the show. We're also going to discuss some of the reactions to the American Redoubt concept, both positive and negative. The positives are encouraging and make it feel like, hey, I'm not alone. That's good. The negatives, I don't like the negative responses to the American Redoubt concept, but I appreciate it because it really makes you take a good introspective look at what you believe. You had better know what you believe in, and it needs to be unshakable because a time is coming in our nation where you will have to choose what you stand for. Fence riders will be pushed or pulled off the fence. If you don't choose a side, one will be chosen for you. Do you stand with American values and liberty, or with the forces that are relentlessly trying to destroy it? Before we get to the first article, let me put the American Redoubt in John Jacob terms. Imagine the sea level of the oceans rising at a rate of, say, 50 feet in elevation per day across the globe. Naturally, out of self-preservation, any creature in its right mind would be compelled to move to higher ground for safety. No matter how persistent the efforts to build levees with bulldozers and fill sandbags, the waters rush in over and through every countermeasure. Eventually, the creatures congregate to safe havens and places of refuge. Now think of the rising water in human, societal, and cultural terms. There has already been a shift of people moving to higher ground. Socially speaking, of course, conservative, God-fearing men and women who love liberty and traditional American ideals are moving to safe havens and joining those already in places of refuge. The waters of Marxism, communism, socialism, all the other isms, and economic collapse are rising. The potential for a societal collapse is rising. Christianity, biblical doctrine, and traditional American values are under attack from an increasingly hostile and intolerant ism culture. One very significant demographic shift in the United States today is the movement of people with the fundamental American and Judeo-Christian value systems that are moving into the Pacific, the inland Pacific Northwest. It's hardly visible like a strong current under the surface, but it's there. That, my friends, is the American redoubt, a stronghold, a safe haven, a refuge. The inland Pacific Northwest doesn't have the corner on the redoubt market. I can see other demographic shifts taking place. I could see a Delta redoubt forming in the Mississippi area, an Appalachian redoubt, a Utah redoubt, just to name a few. The American redoubt could just as easily have been dubbed the Pacific redoubt, but it wasn't. It was dubbed the American redoubt, and it stuck. So that's what we'll roll with. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you are a God-fearing patriot and love liberty and the spirit of America, you may be feeling like a foreigner in your own country. If that sounds like you, then the American Redoubt might be the right move for you. The momentum is building, and many families are taking refuge among like-minded patriots all across the inland Pacific Northwest. If you are considering joining the hundreds of families that are moving to higher ground, then check out the resources located at www.radiofreeredoubt.blogspot.com and click on the tab labeled Relocate. We're adding more resources all the time. And by the way, if you are a real estate relocation specialist and would like to be added as a resource at Radio Free Redoubt, then contact us at radiofreeredoubt@gmail.com and type relocation specialist in the subject line. We'd especially like to hear from you if you specialize in relocating businesses into your community.
We are eternally grateful to all our heroes, past and present, who have sworn to protect and defend our nation and our Constitution. Thank you for keeping your word. Thank you, Oath Keepers.
Benjamin Franklin said, "A nation of well-informed men who have been taught to know and prize the rights which God has given them cannot be enslaved. It is in the region of ignorance that tyranny begins." Those words are so full of wisdom. Unfortunately, to today's anti-American left, black is white and white is black. Up is down and down is up. I am informed and I know and prize my rights. Sadly, to today's socialist elite, quote, well-informed, means that you see things their way. I find it interesting that the globalist elitists of today attempt to coerce the masses, and especially the dissenters, by using control buzzwords like ignorance. If you oppose them, you are ignorant. And no one wants to be called ignorant. The implication is that they are enlightened and you are not, which makes you want to fall in line and be like them. If Mr. Franklin were alive today, he would be considered ignorant by the so-called elite. Of course, he would rebut that they are tyrants, and I would stand with Mr. Franklin. I'm Violette Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
The lifeblood of a community, a state, and a nation is its economy. All across America, the effects of a crippled global economy are being felt. But in any economic downturn, there are always isolated pockets where communities and regions thrive or fare better than others. Take that into consideration when you make financial choices, both big and small. Support locally owned businesses and industries whenever you can, especially those which are patriot or Christian owned. A stronger local economy means a stronger American redoubt.
All right, we're back. I'm John Jacob Schmidt. Thank you for being with us. It's comforting to know you're not alone and that we're in this together. We're talking about how the whole American Redoubt concept got started. This is a revolutionary, unconventional idea, but it's gaining momentum in what is rapidly emerging as a safe haven region for freedom-loving, patriotic Americans who are seeking refuge from the statists and the globalists who are attempting to dismantle our nation. Now, I use the terms revolutionary and unconventional, but it's not entirely new. This isn't quite like the free state movement, though, or the tri-state philosophy as popularized in the 1970s or was it the 80s. And although it bears some commonalities with John Galt's Gulch, as mentioned in Ayn Rand's classic novel Atlas Shrugged, the American Redoubt is really a movement of its own type. Well, let's just take a look at the original article written by Rawls. He begins by referencing an article that he has linked, which covered a story about motorists being detained in Florida for using large bills because Federal Reserve notes were apparently not accepted as legal tender in this incident. That was what he referred to as the proverbial straw that broke the camel's back, and declared that he considered his paradigm fully shifted. He goes on to urge folks to take action by voting with their feet and getting out of Dodge. You may ask, get out and go where? Well, then he goes on referring to Dr. Chuck Baldwin's recent move to Montana. Now, truth be told, I think Mr. Rawls's paradigm had been shifted long before the toll booth incident, but I think that was the pivotal moment he decided to urge others to take action, as he and many others had done in recent years. So the where in this whole thing, I think Mr. Rawls was probably thinking Montana, and then it grew from there. Taking into consideration just how conservative the surrounding region is, as well as including whole states and parts of states. I mean, if you're going to dream, dream big, right? But the Galt's Gulch thing, let me just say that if you haven't already read Atlas Shrugged, which I highly recommend, keep in mind a couple of things. First, John Galt, the mysterious character whose true identity isn't revealed until the back end of the story, is an atheist. He goes on to do a pirate radio broadcast to the world and goes on an exhaustive and lengthy rant about how there is no God, blah, blah, blah. Just skip through it, whatever. The real cool part of the story is the main theme of shutting down the motor of the world, which John Galt actually does. That's not what the American Redoubt is about. Economically and socially, the motor of the world isn't being shut down, it's committing suicide. When it all plays out, it's going to be a dangerous world. Anyway, in Alice Shrugged, the government looked to these large industries and businesses as endless sources of income to fund all the social programs and ridiculous social engineering experiments, much like what we see today. All the industrial leaders began disappearing, and one by one, their businesses began shutting down, which stopped the cash flow needed for funding all the socialist grandiose programs and schemes. Remember a few years back when Boeing moved its headquarters out of the Seattle area, out of Washington? The state of Washington looked to Boeing as this endless supply of cash and kept increasing fees and taxes, permits, and something related to employee wages or something that affected the cost of payroll for the company. I can't remember the specific details. Anyway, Boeing said, hey, we can't afford to keep doing this. Boeing is not a cash source for every social program in the area. Of course, Washington kept it up. They kept pushing and pushing until finally Boeing said, you know what? We can't keep doing this. You keep dipping deeper into our pockets. We're picking up our toys. We're moving out of state. Yeah, right, was basically Washington's response. You're bluffing. That would cost you a fortune. Well, it would cost a fortune, but it was costing a fortune to comply with the state government. They kept poking it with a financial stick, so Boeing moved. I laughed when they tried suing Boeing to keep them from leaving. I thought, what a bunch of spoiled brats. Getting all red in the face, jumping up and down, mad and screaming, it's not fair. Well, their greed was their worst enemy. You hear about corporate greed. There's no greed like a government that's drunk on the lifeblood of the productive. Corporate profit and corporate greed are terms used by socialists to describe what the rest of us refer to as shareholders' expectations of a return on their investment. And if the government was trying anything close to being as efficient as corporations, they wouldn't be going bankrupt, requiring more blood from the productive. So the American Redoubt isn't about withdrawing essential economic resources, thereby twisting the arm of an overreaching government in order to bring it back in line. The American Redoubt is a concept encouraging the relocation of people who share common values into a common geographic region. Again, it's intended to be a safe haven. So, after the chain of abuses, as he mentioned in the article, the point has arrived that good men continue to take action and get moved. He encourages them to get moved to a refuge area or a redoubt while they still can. Now, there's a blog that I follow as much as I can called The Woodpile Report, authored by a guy who goes by Ole Remus. I love this guy, and I appreciate the topics he chooses. I enjoy his perspectives, the way he writes, and I always look forward to reading his posts. Sometimes I'll miss a couple of his weekly postings, and then I'll go back and try to get caught up. But Rawls picked up on an article that he commented on in his article, referring to Ole Remus's article, referencing an essay written by a guy named Giordano Bruno. Mr. Bruno is an economist, and what he wrote in his article was dead on, in my opinion. And I have it here. I'll just read it. If there is anything good to come out of our present predicament, and that is, it is that Americans, from average citizens to elected officials, are beginning to understand the reality of coming collapse and are preempting it with measures designed to insulate their communities from the inevitable firestorm. Eventually, as this movement escalates, certain states will come out ahead of the pack, gaining a kind of safe haven status and attracting liberty-minded people from around the country to the protective shelter of their borders. Now, this is where Mr. Rawls adds a commentary on the end of Mr. Bruno's essay, as referred to by Ole Remus. I'm having a character development issues here. I hope you're with me. I hope I'm not throwing too many names at you. But Rawls wrote this. Giordano Bruno identified a trend that has been developing informally for many years, a conscious retrenchment into safe haven states. I strongly recommend this amalgamation and that it be formalized. I suggest calling it the American Redoubt. I further recommend Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, Eastern Oregon, and Eastern Washington. And bam. When James Rawls typed those words and clicked upload to blog, the American Redoubt was born. I need to clarify something here. I love the United States of America. I love its principles. I believe that the U.S. has become the only remaining beacon of hope for people of the world who dream of liberty and freedom and justice and all of that. I believe that whatever it takes, saving, or actually, should I say, restoring America is priority one. I believe it was given to us as a gift from the Lord, and I don't think we've been very good stewards of it. I believe that we've done exactly what we were warned not to do by the founding fathers of this nation, and that is that we stopped guarding with jealousy all who approach that gem, the liberty we have. We're slowly losing it. Now, I want to keep fighting for it, and I will. America first, before the American Redoubt. It's America first. But I do all the right things. I pay attention to what's happening in the culture and what the government is doing, the issues, the bills going through legislation, the encroachment of our liberties, and the disregard for our Constitution. I pay attention to the candidates who are running for office so I can elect the ones whose values and beliefs are representative of my own. So he or she can go to the state capitol or to Washington, D.C. and be my voice, my proxy. So what do I do when my elected representative goes to represent me and he's overran, railroaded, or steamrolled by other elected officials whose views are in conflict with mine? Other politicians who've been chosen by deceived masses who have swallowed the propaganda, who have become dependent and needy of the all-providing, all-powerful savior, the government, and whose social values are hostile toward my values. Other representatives who are determined not to protect our borders and enforce just laws, who ram down our throats against our will forced socialized medical programs, which are a fraud and an overburdensome economic debacle that a fourth grader could tell you the cost and the math doesn't add up. I could go on and on, but there are 500 radio talk shows out there all screaming the same message from the rooftops, and nothing's changing. So what do you do when you do all the right things, and not only does nothing change, it keeps getting worse? A couple of weeks ago, I was listening to Michael Savage's radio show, and he was lamenting a story about some immigrants who had just become U.S. citizens. He talked about how they legally went through all the correct channels, the paperwork, the waiting periods, and the process of becoming citizens, then doing the Pledge of Allegiance. And the story went on to talk about how excited, how elated these new immigrants were. The look of a fresh start and hope in their eyes. Then Savage pointed out, saying, "For what? They're so happy, but why? It's a sinking ship." And I thought, that's right. These people have been bobbing out in the sea, floating along in a little dinghy, a cruddy little leaking fishing boat, and they're all excited about climbing aboard the Titanic. And you don't want to say anything to them because you don't want to steal the moment when you see the wide-eyed wonder on their faces as they take in the vastness and luxury of their newfound home, a world-class, superpower luxury cruise vessel that is too big to sink. Hey, let them enjoy it, right? Even if it's just for a little while longer. I don't want it to happen. But what I want doesn't really matter. The fact is, the fact that you store up and prepare and plan for a hurricane has no bearing on whether the hurricane hits your town or not. It's going to do what it's going to do. But when they tell you a Category 5 hurricane's bearing down on you and will make landfall within the next 24 hours, don't scream at the weather announcer and call him a fearmonger. He's just looking at the indicators, saying, "Hey, guys, look at this. I thought you might want to know what I'm seeing." Now, what you do with the information after that, that's up to you. We'll be right back.
In the midst of a major catastrophic event, such as a man-made or natural disaster, the ability to communicate can make the difference between life and death. Experience shows that oftentimes during disasters, conventional communications such as landlines and cell phone systems become overloaded and unreliable at best. More often, they become completely disrupted altogether and commonly for prolonged periods of time. Our nation's electronic communications infrastructure is second to none in leading technology, but the strength of that infrastructure is its weakness. It is very complex and therefore fragile and vulnerable to a number of different causes for disruption. Radio Free Readout is developing what we call CH3, or the Channel 3 Project. It is a standardized way for you to communicate with other people. So, in the event of an actual emergency, simply turn on any handheld personal communication radio, such as your CB radio, FRS, or GMRS radio, such as the typical Motorola Talkabout, MERS radio, etc., and switch it to Channel 3. It's that simple. This standardization will increase the probability of you reaching somebody who may likely be monitoring the channel 3 on any one of those types of radios. It also increases the likelihood of you making contact with someone of like mind, which could make you safer. Of course, when making radio contact with someone you don't know, always proceed with caution. Learn more about the CH3 Project by clicking the CH3 tab at www.radiofreeredoubt.blogspot.com.
One would have to have blinders on or be in blatant denial not to realize that we may soon see very difficult times ahead in America. And we're already heavily engaged in the war on terror against a hostile enemy that wishes to destroy us. Sometimes it is necessary for one to defend himself by physically picking up a weapon and facing the enemy head on in order to defend his life or the lives of others. But the deadliest assailant to you and your loved ones is not one that you can see. Ephesians 6:10 through 18 reminds us of this, that it isn't flesh and blood we're fighting against, but against principalities, powers, hosts of wickedness, and more. It's a completely different type of battlefield. It's a fight for your soul and the soul of your nation. The scripture also explains just how to prepare for this type of battle and exactly what weapons and armor you'll need to stand up to the enemy, one that is capable and motivated to destroying you and your loved ones. Read it for yourself. Guns are fun and exciting to collect and to shoot. They are also invaluable insurance policies, and having them brings comfort and peace of mind in an increasingly violent world. But don't neglect to employ and wear the weapons and armor you are certain to need every day by investing all your time and attention to physical weapons you may or may not need one day down the road.
Don't forget to check out the videos page, found by clicking on the videos tab on the blog. You'll find useful and informative videos about our American heritage, as well as issues of today. Also, if you feel led, please financially support the organizations and ministries that produce the video so they can continue keeping us informed.
You're listening to John Jacob Schmidt on Radio Free Readout.
And it goes a little something like this. Stick.
Welcome back from the break. I'm John Jacob Schmidt, and you're listening to the very first weekly broadcast of Radio Free Readout. And you're listening live if you happen to be listening to us on Sunday evening on June 5th, 2011. If you're listening at a later date, then you're listening to a podcast version of the show. You can listen live by tuning in to www.radiofreeredoubt.blogspot.com. On Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific or 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Mountain Time. If we're broadcasting live, the Stream Monster player should begin playing automatically, and if not, hit your refresh button. Also, you can join us an hour or two early and catch some radio mystery or other old-time radio show, sometimes Founding Fathers quotes, founding documents, or something fun and sometimes even useful. Now, because of our limited bandwidth, as a reminder, during live shows, we anticipate a high number of simultaneous listeners. So if you can't connect, that's why. Be patient with us, and remember you can always click on the Podbean podcast player to listen to previous shows. Today's show should be uploaded within hours and available for listening or downloading 24/7 anytime after that. One of the sites that we advertise, if you scroll to the bottom of the blog, is a link to what is called the Capitalist Papers. By the way, this is unsolicited advertising. We're just mentioning it for free because we like the Capitalist Papers a lot. That is a publication put out by Wildfire Marketing over in Hayden, Idaho. The Capitalist Papers was founded by a true patriot named Michelle Garcia. She's done an incredible job with a top-notch, professional, quality, conservative newspaper that is released monthly. Every issue of the Capitalist Papers, it's packed with informative and entertaining historical information and special features from front to back. You'll want to read it twice over and then once again before passing it along to your friends. It's an unabashedly pro-American, pro-liberty, pro-family, pro-God, and anti-everything destructive to our culture. A very sincere congratulations goes out to you, Michelle, for your hard work. And the huge congratulations on going national. That is so exciting. By the way, I read the Capitalist Papers and enjoy every issue, which is available, by the way, either by paid subscription or by reading the online version. That was just a little pro bono plug there for the Capitalist Papers. One thing, too, if you can, please support the businesses and services that advertise there in the Capitalist Papers. Times are tough, and advertising isn't cheap, so please help them get a return on their advertising investment. Strong, patriot-owned businesses means a strong American readout. Okay, where were we before the break? Oh, yes. The states chosen to be included in the American readout: Montana, Wyoming, Idaho, Eastern Oregon, and Eastern Washington. If you're just joining us, we're going through the article written by James W. Rawls, which is posted on our blog and can be reached by clicking on the tab labeled American Readout Articles. You need to read this explanation for choosing the eastern portions of Oregon and Washington. I agree that the portions of those states east of the mountains are very conservative. The problem being is that, as he pointed out, they're under the rule of the socialists in Salem and Olympia. Now, if we go the way of the Roman Empire and self-destruct as a republic, then there's a new fresh beginning when no doubt we would all band together and who knows what kind of phoenix could rise from the ashes as a new and improved republic. So we could start the process all over again. In the meantime, remember that many liberty-loving patriot businessmen are providing for their families and shoring up their communities in eastern Washington and Oregon. And if you can find a patriot-owned business in one of those states that sells widgets and you need a widget, hey, choose them over the guy in Pennsylvania or California if you can. I understand his arguments for excluding the Dakotas, Colorado, and Utah, but hey, the course of events could unfold in any number of ways. I have to admit I had a hard time not seeing Colorado included, but I also agree that that would be tough to include. Hey, maybe portions of that may become part of the Utah redoubt, if such a redoubt emerges. It's at least plausible. I think the present border configuration is highly subject to shifting and changing any number of ways in a complete societal post-collapse rebuilding scenario. Also, remember that much of Montana and Wyoming are open plains and difficult to defend, just like the Dakotas. Just ask General Custer. And remember, the Dakotas have oil. So, the present mapping of the American redoubt, as it stands, is at least a great place to start, in my estimation. I'm glad Mr. Rawls emphasized in his posting that the American redoubt is based on religious, not racial lines. But I hope it was for the consumption of the initiated, those who are already on board and what I would call believers. This is an affirmation statement. Just for clarification for any believer who was wondering where we were all supposed to stand on that issue, hopefully that portion of the essay was not an appeasement to the writhing, hate-filled, Christ-loathing critics who are going to accuse all of us of being racist, separatist, nationalists, right-wing, so-called extremist haters. Those are all mechanisms of manipulation, and those people don't even deserve a response or a debate. You will not persuade them or convince them. They do not care to hear about the gospel, and their hearts will remain hard toward God's law, and they do not wish to be saved from their fate. The only thing that will change that is the Holy Spirit. Show them the love of Christ, even though we usually screw it up most of the time, but stand for what you believe in, and Charlie Mike, without looking over your shoulder to wonder what the left or the anarchists say. I don't think that any issue should be raised about calling it a redoubt. Mr. Rawls made it abundantly clear that he was referring to the Schweizer Alpenverbindung and not the National Socialist Party's plan. The redoubt he's speaking of was common among the Poles, Hungarians, Austrians, and so on. It only takes a little research if that rabbit trail interests you, and the article or essay, if you will, goes on to ask the question, are you with us? Well, let me think about, yes, I am. Then he advises that the reader goes on and reads his precepts page with a link to that page included. And I especially appreciate his candidly blunt addendum to the question, if you aren't in agreement with most of those precepts, then don't relocate to the redoubt. Fair enough. I've seen some discussion forums on blogs that are not only opposed to Rawls' American redoubt, but are outright hostile toward it. Oh, by the way, I'm going to take liberty here and officially remove the Rawls from the American redoubt. It's now our American redoubt. It's not his. Sorry, James, Rawls. No, I'm not. You're obviously deserving of the credit or for starting all of this, and although you're front and center of the movement, if you want to call it that, this is where we come alongside of you. You're not alone in this. Now, there are a lot of positive responses to the American redoubt, a ton. But some people are furious. Here's just one posting, and then I'm going to move on and not give them another second of airtime. This guy claims that if the American readout happens based on religious lines, there will be murder, implying that we bloodthirsty Bible thumpers will start massacring those who aren't Christians, which is about as unchristian as you can get. Which is why the Crusades blew up in the faces of those trying to carry it out. Didn't really work. And that's another reason why you don't follow religious leaders whose methods run contradictory to the Bible. This guy writes, if Rawls and Fan Club want to set up a cross-wearing group of states intent on ensuring, quote, Christian, unquote, morals, more power to them. I will never be there and will avoid it. Well, then I say mission accomplished. That's kind of the whole point, isn't it? Because this guy is a prominent contributor on an anti-government, actually an anarchist, internet forum. Those are the most outspoken dissenters against the American readout, and I'm fine with that. You see, we're not anti-government. Government is something God established. Man just usually turns it into a train wreck. That's why we're not anti-government. We're very pro-government, because it keeps order. We just want the government to stay chained to its constitutional prison and be mindful that they are our servants, not the other way around. Okay, got it? Good. Moving right along. I think it's real important that you, me, we stay immersed in a constant education process. It's real important to be aware of the issues of today. And one of the ways you can do that is by checking out the resources that we have listed on the blog. There are some great radio shows out there. And one that I really have found to be a blessing is Moody Radio Northwest. You can go to the link we have listed on the blog, along with some other really great radio shows that keep you up on the issues of today. Another one is a syndicated radio show called Steel on Steel, which is a current events weekly radio show from a Christian perspective and is hosted by John Leffler. I know many of you know who he is and follow him. His shows are entertaining and informative. You can listen to 20 minutes of his latest show by going to our videos page and click on the YouTube video at the top, titled Steel on Steel. I always try to keep that page updated with the latest show, and you can go directly to www.steelonsteel.com to sign up for a really reasonable and low-cost membership and listen to all of their broadcasts in full length. Great stuff. When we come back, we'll be getting into this list of guidelines Mr. Rawls outlined for those of you considering moving to the American Readout. But it's also a great checklist for those of us already living here. I look forward to going over that with you right after this.
Samuel Adams said, "If you love wealth more than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animating contest of freedom, depart from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you. May your chains rest lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you are our countrymen." These bold words were a scathing rebuke against his fellow countrymen, who preferred to let tyranny prevail for a few handouts from the crown. I echo Mr. Adams' timeless sentiments. Sadly, today, we are once again surrounded by fellow countrymen who have lost their will to continue in the contest of freedom and have determined to become slaves for the tranquil lives they hold more dear than the liberty they've squandered. And as an American, I struggle to call them my countrymen. I'm Violette Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
Radio Free Readout is a strong proponent of disaster preparedness and self-sufficient living. Although we touch on the topic from time to time, we're not a resource which specializes in those areas. However, among the hundreds of resources that are out there, we've come across some that we found to be particularly useful. You'll find some of those in a list of links about halfway down the page on the right at www.radiofreeReadout.blogspot.com. In fact, they are the resources that we use. If you know of a resource that has been exceptionally useful to you and would like to see it added to our list of links, email the links to us at radiofreeReadout@gmail.com.
In the event of a disaster, the likelihood of communications going down, such as cell phone services, is very high. To communicate using your CB radio, MERS radio, FRS, or GMRS personal two-way radio. Simply tune to Channel 3. Click on the CH3 Project button on the Radio Free Readout blog to learn more.
We are eternally grateful to all our heroes, past and present, who have sworn to protect and defend our nation and our Constitution. Thank you for keeping your word. Thank you, Oath Keepers.
Since today is the first broadcast, we're really laying the groundwork for the mission of Radio Free Readout. I think it's important to sort of set the tone for what our purpose or role is going to be in the whole American Readout experiment. I want to start by thanking those of you who have helped out with this project, Anya, for donating your voice, for your patience in the studio with all the segment break scripts, and same to you, Evelyn. Great job. I appreciate the Young Patriot students who have participated. And to see conservative college students is so encouraging. It really makes you feel like maybe there's hope for our future. Thank you to Violette Szabo for your patriotism and for volunteering and pursuing the segment project that morphed into Words to Live By, Points to Ponder, and Ideals Which Define Us. You obviously believe in it, and I think the readout and even the folks around the world will be getting very familiar with your voice in the future as well. Gru, thanks again for your IT support and the work on the website. That's some good stuff. You can all give yourselves a hand. Ooh, nice. That was a fun button. Give yourselves another hand. Who loves America? Put your hands together. Let's hear it from all those in the American Readout who thinks Barack Hussein Obama should run for a second term. Wow. That was more fun than I expected. I only have two applause buttons. I need more special effects buttons. Oh, well. Okay, the checklist, or a list of guidelines Mr. Rawls included in his article. Let's take a look at these. Research geography, climate, and microclimates very carefully. You definitely need to know what you're getting yourself into, and that could make a big difference in your planning with gardening, livestock, etc. It varies greatly across the readout, from top to bottom, from one end to the other. Develop a home-based business. Let's see. I don't need to read all of these. You can read it for yourself. Like, lighten the load, keep the practical items, but sell your junk and impractical items at a garage sale. Okay, we don't need to talk about the garage. See, I'm a hypocrite. I don't have any impractical items. I might need all of it someday. Bring your guns. Yes, and remember, a gun is a tool. There are different jobs which require different tools. So think diversity. Oh, never know when you might need one for when the zombies come. Oh, speaking of zombies, over at the Paradas Familia blog, Enola Gay has a couple of articles about zombies with a photo of the coolest zombie apocalypse up-armored vehicle I've ever seen. Of course, those are just lighthearted, just for fun articles that she writes. She's actually quite the Proverbs 31 woman and does some awesome product reviews and self-sufficiency articles over there on her website. Sir Knight, you are blessed. And I'm sure your children rise up and call her blessed as well. Keep up the great work, Enola Gay. Your personality really shows through in your blog. And it's a blessing to my wife and I, as well as several other people I know. Okay, next. Choose your church home wisely. Seek sound doctrine, not programs. Ooh, okay. I want to touch on this. I'm not missing the point that he's trying to make, but I have to hit this one. Above all, sound doctrine, for sure. I mean, right out of the Word of God, especially one that teaches verse by verse, if possible, but not a deal breaker. Rawls lists several churches in his ever-growing American Readout link on Survival Blog. It's off to the left, kind of toward the top. These are churches that either he recommends or that has been recommended by other bloggers. I have my own thoughts on the programs part. Remember, the body has many different parts, each with its own purpose and function. I agree, a lot of churches get so bogged down with programs and clubs that it basically ends up becoming a social club that doesn't look much different than the world. As Christians, we're sanctified, or set apart. At least, we're supposed to be. Now, there are a lot of churches with a lot of programs. That's not necessarily a bad thing. Many of these church programs are helping people walk away and recover from addictions, or offer support for parents who are struggling with teenagers, support for married couples, homeschoolers, adoption assistance, or pregnancy crisis ministries that offer counseling and alternatives to abortion, as well as basic support for the congregations in their communities. I'm not going to be presumptuous and say you shouldn't be involved in some sort of ministry that you prayerfully approach and feel led into. In a perfect ideal world, we wouldn't even need any of those programs. But we live in a world where there is a spiritual battle taking place, and many of those programs are on the front lines in that war. However, having said that, and this is just my own opinion, many of the program-heavy churches I've seen are great outreaches and bring people, new believers, to the Lord. However, they just seem to me to be what I call new believer churches that don't seem to move beyond the infancy stages of being a believer. I think it's important that at some point, and sooner rather than later, once you become a Christian, you need to get off the milk and start getting into meat. I'm not Mr. Bible Whiz, and I'm certainly not a preacher, but I know I'm supposed to keep growing in my faith, and that comes from going deeper in the Word and in my pursuit of it, to pursue God and try to go deep into the mysteries that are contained in it, in the Word of God. Also, you'll find that the more time you spend doing that, the less you need church programs. Pretty cool. Programs good, but grow. Don't stay an infant, and that seems to be common. People get into programs and never get out of them. Okay, leave your big city expectations behind. There probably won't be cell phone coverage, high-speed internet, or Pilates. See, that's not necessarily true. I mean, almost everywhere I've been in the Redoubt, I have cell phone coverage and access to high-speed internet, except really remote areas like my favorite hunting spot. And then I don't want to get on the internet anyway. This isn't the Stone Ages, just a highly conservative pocket of the country. Number 9, after you buy your land, convert the rest of your dollar-denominated wealth into practical tangibles. Yes, that means actually having something in your hand that has value. One day soon, money will have no value, even if that is temporary. Bullets, food, even silver and gold, and tools, and boots, or a gallon of gasoline, or a bucket of briquettes, or a roll of toilet paper will be currency. Of course, if you have enough dollar bills, you won't need a roll of toilet paper. Begin homeschooling your children. Oh boy, this is powerful, and this is one we're going to spend some time on in future broadcasts. If you can do nothing else to strengthen the American Redoubt, invest in the next generation. If for some reason homeschooling isn't a viable option for you, then at least get them into a private school. But whatever it takes, get them out of the state-sponsored public school systems. Our schools are the primary battleground in the war against liberty and against all the American ideals we cherish. And it's not coincidental. It's a calculated, deliberate effort to indoctrinate the future generation of this nation. Lenin said he wasn't so concerned about changing people's minds. That would be a nearly impossible task. His philosophy was to skip the adults and go straight for the youth. He said, "Give me 4 years to teach the children, and the seed I have sown will never be uprooted." And that's the strategy that the globalists and the rest of the left have adopted in the United States. Whatever it takes, get them out of the public schools. We have a lot of resources on the blog. If you click on the tab labeled Train Up a Child, everything from homeschooling to private schools with information specific to each state in the Redoubt. If you know of a resource that's been valuable to you and you don't see it listed among our resources, send it along to us and we'll get it added. But like I said, we'll be covering that a lot in the future broadcast, so stay tuned for that. Okay, next, after you move, don't try to change things to be like the suburb that you left behind. You are escaping all that. Amen to that. Now, I don't have time to read all these and go into them in a lot of depth, but I agree with them. You'll see the whole list when you read it yourself if you haven't already. Patronize the local farmers market and craft shows. I think this is great. I've always been a strong proponent of this. One of the things I'd like to add, especially when we get the full-blown website up and running, is to have a directory to add farmers markets and other fairs and bazaars, fruit stands, so on, to the Radio Free Readout website so you can support them and keep the money and business local, which also ties in with the support local businesses and support local gun shows plea that Rawls makes. And so do I. If you know of a schedule of any of these in your area, please let us know so we can keep expanding the resources page as we get them up and running. Even if we can't get the information up and organized right away, we can at least keep adding it as we expand the web page. Encourage like-minded family members and friends to join you. Good. Do your banking locally, preferably with a credit union and or a farm credit union. I absolutely agree. My wife and I switched to a credit union a few months ago, and we were wondering why we didn't do it a long time ago. What a difference in their services, their attitudes, and their basic philosophies as far as banking goes in general. Plus, they're very connected to the community, and they act like it, as opposed to all the major banks that are either failing anyway or are so corporatized they just view you as fodder for the giant meat grinders they've created. Be active in your local homeschool co-ops and service organizations. Yep, that ties in with Train Up a Child resource page I mentioned earlier. Lots more to come on that. Find and visit your local secondhand stores. Watch for useful, practical items that don't need electricity. Yes. And especially support and donate to those secondhand stores, especially ran by patriotic or Christian or church charities, like the church thrift stores or the church food banks. That helps fund programs, there's that word again, programs, which help people. And it helps remove the state from the equation as the almighty provider to the downtrodden and thereby becoming the great savior to all. Instead, they can go to a church who can help people as an outreach. Conduct as much business as possible via barter or with precious metals. That's a whole big monster of a topic that I'll have to tackle at another time or let somebody else handle because I am not an economist. Gradually acquire a home library that includes self-sufficiency books and classic books, history, biographies, and novels. Well, oh yeah. And that doesn't mean on your Kindle or your Nook. Get books that are real books that you can read without charging it up or plugging them in. You know, those little flippy pagey things you used to hold in your hand? Now, here's a pile driver statement right here. I am hopeful that it is in God's providential will to extend his covenantal blessing to the American Readout. And even if God has withdrawn his blessings from our nation as a whole, he will continue to provide for and to protect his remnant. Pray and meditate on Psalm 91 daily. Let me read that one more time. And even if God has withdrawn his blessings from our nation as a whole, he's saying his hope is that he, God, will continue to provide for and to protect his remnant. It's really interesting that he chose the term remnant. I think it's an appropriate word, remnant. In fact, Dr. Chuck Baldwin uses the same word in a couple of his recent articles. I want to just touch on that briefly right after the break. This is John Jacob Schmidt on Radio Free Readout. Don't forget to check out the videos page found by clicking on the videos tab on the blog. You'll find useful and informative videos about our American heritage as well as the issues of today. Also, if you feel led, please financially support the organizations and ministries that produce the videos so they can continue keeping us informed.
Please remember to support local businesses whenever you have a choice, especially support Patriot-owned businesses. This will strengthen the American Readout. Look for businesses that advertise in conservative publications or in church or Christian business directories. Of course, we all need accountability, so don't neglect to check references and get competing bids when appropriate.
Okay, we're back in. Holy moly, time has flown by. There is so much I wanted to cover that we didn't get a chance to get to. For right now, this is a one-hour broadcast, and we're going to keep our word and stay true to that as closely as we can. Just before the brief break, I mentioned a Chuck Baldwin article. That article is titled, God Removes a Remnant Before Judgment, which is the jump-off essay for the video message titled, An Appeal to the Remnant, which I haven't gotten to listen to in its entirety yet. Anyway, I wanted to get to that and tie it in with the last part of James Rawls' essay but since we don't have enough time to get to it here today in the way that I was hoping to, you'll be able to see the highlights and references posting at www.radiofreeredoubt.blogspot.com, and that has the links included for you to go to Pastor Baldwin's website at chuckbaldwinlive.com and read his article and watch the video message. Now, speaking of Chuck Baldwin, there is an upcoming event that will be taking place on Saturday, June 18th in Kalispell, Montana, the heartland of the American Redoubt. The event is called Flathead Preparedness Expo, and it will be providing workshops and resources for preparedness and self-sufficiency, as well as some very prominent special guests and speakers who are true American patriots, including Dr. Chuck Baldwin himself. Don't miss it, and hey, it's only $5, and it's free for 12 and under. You can get more specific information by going to chuckbaldwinlive.com. Also, if you know of any events similar to the Flathead Preparedness Expo going on anywhere in the American Redoubt near you, let us know, and we'll gladly promote it if we have the space and time to do it. Whatever it takes, we'll be happy to help you get the word out. Since this is only the very first weekly broadcast of Radio Free Redoubt, we have so much growing to do, and we'll be adding content and features all the time, so please be patient. In the next broadcast, we'll be getting into some solid nuts and bolts information and resources that will help promote and strengthen the American Redoubt and continue to build the momentum of the movement for the safe haven and refuge for liberty-loving Americans like you and me. Don't forget to bookmark Radio Free Redoubt into your favorites so you can easily keep checking back for articles that are posted throughout the week, as well as the weekly broadcasts. Also, you can click on the follow button at the top of the blog to get instant updates as they are made to the blog. If you have ideas, resources, or news that are applicable to the American Redoubt, we'd love to hear from you. Just email us at radiofreeredoubt@gmail.com. Finally, as a reminder, Radio Free Redoubt is not affiliated with James Rawls or SurvivalBlog.com. The views of those of us here do not necessarily reflect his or anyone else's, but I'd like to take the time to say thank you so much to Mr. Rawls for helping get Radio Free Redoubt exposed to the listeners out there throughout the Redoubt and beyond. A little bit of sad news. Actor James Arnett died this week at the age of 88. You might remember him as Marshal Matt Dillon from the 20-year-long-running Western classic Gunsmoke. As a tribute to him, we hope you join us right after this for an old-time radio broadcast of Gunsmoke, right here at Radio Free Redoubt. And then, right after that, we'll be re-airing the recorded version of the broadcast you just heard this evening, in case you missed any of it. I'm John Jacob Schmidt. Until next week, may the Lord richly bless you. Good night.